All right, welcome to another edition of the show.
You're listening to Whiffered at Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I'm your host. You can check out my website at roguegovernment.com. It's a news and informational resource dedicated to fighting the New World Order, and I strongly suggest that you check it out. Today is February 18th, 2008, President's Day, and we have a lot of stuff to go over. We have a lot of news, a lot of information, and let me just go on the list some of the stuff that we're going to talk about on today's show. Apparently, according to this report, there's been some new developments in the Princess Di assassination. And you have Fayed saying that Tony Blair gave the order to kill Diana. We'll briefly talk about that one. Very interesting stuff there. Of course, we have some more police state news. We have some Big Brother news. We'll go over lots of stuff. You got mix-ups could mean wrong cars get toll tickets. That's, of course, more of the enslavement system. In the UK, biometric scanners are now being considered for nurseries. I'm not even kidding. They're actually going to put fingerprint scanners and all this stuff to increase the safety of infants. And that's a BBC report. We'll talk about that. Some other stuff we're going to get into. Man, there's just so much news. Body search plan to fight knife crime in schools. What else do we have here? We'll also go over this news regarding Kosovo. Of course, the United States, the European Union is now recognizing Kosovo as an independent state. And clearly, this is just designed to escalate this whole situation between the Anglo-American faction of the globalists and Russia. And that's pretty much what's happening here. Because what they're doing, they're playing all these games with all these missile defense systems and everything else. And this is just going to give them another piece of land that they can use to harass and bother the Russians. So we'll cover that. It's a pretty big news story. We also have this story on this massive meat recall that was ordered by the FDA. Very interesting stuff there. And they're recalling a bunch of beef because of all sorts of bad stuff that's been happening. So we'll talk about that. Police stock up on tasers before RNC. Here's an R1. I mean, there's so much stuff to cover. You know, so on the other side of the break, we're going to cover all of this news. What else do we have here? Early Mondays are just big news days. I mean, there's just so much stuff to get into. GMO foods promoted as solution to food crisis. That's an article that I wrote up on my website, roguegovernment.com. And literally, you have this professor that's promoting the use of GMO foods to solve the global food crisis. And he doesn't talk about how we need to have a free market. He doesn't talk about how we need an honest monetary system. He doesn't talk about how all these big multinational corporations and these big agriculture companies are pushing for rules and regulation in order to put the small farm out of business. Nope. We need GMO foods, which has a track record of all sorts of bad stuff behind those GMO foods, genetically modified foods. So we'll cover all of that stuff on the other side. I know we're up against a break. But Mondays are always a big news day, and we'll get into all this on the other side. Yeah, I hear the music. So on the other side, we'll get into all this news. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The website's roguegovernment.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back to the show. Let's get right into some of this news. And I'm going to start with some of the stuff that came out over the weekend. There was actually a lot of important news that came out, and let's get right into it. Korean firm bids to clone dead pets. This one's from the London Guardian. The world's first pet cloning service is to offer animal lovers a chance to recreate their dead companions. It was announced today. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but this is more of the whole situation that we have with Frankenstein science. And I am totally against all this stuff. You know, I mean, the stuff with the cloning and all this other weird stuff that they're doing with chimeras, with half-human, half-animal hybrids, it's getting out of control. But they've announced that they have this company that's going to offer this pet cloning service. And I guess it's really expensive. $150,000 if you want to clone your pet animal. And, you know, there you have it. And you see a lot of this cloning stuff coming out of Korea. They seem to be really interested in this stuff. So, a very disturbing news story there. And, you know, just the whole process of cloning a pet or an animal. I mean, that just freaks me out. All right, look, I have a cat. He's a very friendly little kitty. I mean, he's very nice, but when he dies, he dies. I'm not going to clone that cat because the cloned cat is not going to interact with me the same way that my original cat did. So this is very bizarre. I mean, if people want to do this, that's great, but I just think it's really strange. And this is another example of how we're seeing science fiction come true. If you look at the movie Sixth Day that came out, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago, that was an Arnold Schwarzenegger film. They actually had this company in the film called Repet. And what Repet did was that they brought back your animals after they died. They cloned a copy of that pet animal, and it was called, the company was called Repet. And now we're seeing a real-life version of Repet here in Korea. And this is just the stuff that's public. You can imagine the type of stuff they're doing behind the scenes. I'm sure it is entirely out of control. Let's see what else we have here. Lots of stuff. I'm just trying to see which one we want to go to next. Machines to match man by 2029. This is a very interesting news story as well. From the BBC, machines will achieve human-level artificial intelligence by the year 2029. A leading U.S. investor, or excuse me, a leading U.S. inventor, not investor, a leading U.S. inventor has predicted. Humanity is on the brink of advances that will see tiny robots implanted in people's brains to make them more intelligent, said engineer Ray Kurzweil. He said machines and humans would eventually merge through devices implanted in the body to boost intelligence and health. It's really part of our civilization, Mr. Kurzweil said, but that's not going to be an alien invasion of intelligent machines to displace us. Machines were already doing hundreds of things humans used to do. At human levels of intelligence are better in many different areas, he said. And this guy Kurzweil, this guy has made some fantastic predictions about where technology is heading and where technology is heading in terms of how it's going to interface with human beings. And he's predicted that we could see what's called the singularity occur somewhere in the 2040s or 2050s. And when that happens, basically what we'll have is we'll have all of these machines that are capable of replicating. They'll be able to reproduce themselves. And these machines will be more intelligent than human beings. So these are some very scary predictions that this this Ray Kurzweil is predicting. And I think this is, I actually think that his predictions, as crazy as they sound, they have a very good chance of becoming reality. But the problem I have with this is that he thinks all of this is good. And I don't think it's good, because in the context of who runs the planet today, we have a bunch of sociopaths and crazy people who run things on the planet, who run all these different systems of control, who run all these institutions. If they're able to get a hold of this technology and monopolize it, they are going to do some very bad things with it. They're going to take this technology for themselves, and they are going to use it to become living gods here on this planet. And this is a sickness that has affected elites throughout history, dating back to Caligula in the Roman Empire. He actually said that he was a living god. And the elites of today are no different. They believe in social Darwinism. They believe that they are superior to the rest of humanity because they have been selected or chosen, as they believe, to rule over us. So this is a sickness that's affected elites throughout history. So I definitely disagree with Kurzweil's assessment that this is a good thing. I think it's a bad thing, just in the context of the fact that morally and spiritually, the human race is not ready for this. And I think it's very, very dangerous where this stuff is heading. But if you look at Moore's Law dictates that technology or processing power increases every 18 months. Well, now we're past that. It's basically doubling every 12 months. Very frightening stuff. Some other stuff that came out over the weekend. Homeland Security LED incapacitation device. And this is an article from rawstory.com. One company has received an $800,000 contract from the Department of Homeland Security to develop a new non-lethal method of human incapacitation for use by law enforcement. By 2010, Intelligent Optical Systems hopes to be selling a sort of high-powered flashlight, the LED incapacitator, which would act by not only effectively blinding its target, but overloading his or her brain with rapidly flashing lights at varying colors and frequencies. In addition to disorientation, headache and nausea are almost likely. Now again, this is just more of the technological police state that is forming around us when they're using all these gadgets to enslave us. This is very disturbing. It's just like we had the taser guns. We had the taser guns, and now they're coming out with these LED incapacitation devices that will create disorientation, headaches, and nausea. And they're basically these vomit rays. So this is a very disturbing development, but this is what these people are doing. And actually, the Defense Department, they have DARPA. Well, Homeland Security actually has their own division, just like DARPA. HSARPA, Homeland Security ARPA. I mean, whatever you want to call it, the acronym's not very very easy to spell out. But HSARPA, Homeland Security, ARPA. That's what they have. It's a research project for Homeland Security. And I can only imagine the type of stuff they've been developing. But they have a website. You can check out some of the crazy things that they're looking at doing. So very disturbing stuff there. Let's see what else we have here. UK schools to get knife detectors. That's from the Daily Mail. And yes, instead of having metal detectors to detect guns, since they completely outlawed guns in Great Britain, they're going to now have knife detectors. And there's even talk about banning knives altogether in that country. It's completely sick and disgusting, and it's a total police state over there, and that's what's coming over here. So with schools getting knife detectors, let's see what else we have here. EU wants to ban fireworks. It's from the Daily Mail. Also, firework displays from the largest Guy Fawkes Night spectacle to the smallest backyard show are under threat from European legislation. A directive already approved by EU ministers will force Britain and other member nations to tear up their own safety standards and adopt new regulations by 2010. Health and safety bureaucrats in Brussels also want to make manufacturers pay for the retesting of tens of thousands of fireworks already considered safe in Britain. Yeah, now you see how the European Union is just taking control. They're standardizing regulations and they're dictating what member nations can do. And this is just a part of the control grid, the control system that they're trying to set up. And this is one part of the New World Order. You have another part of the New World Order that they're trying to form here in North America through the North American Union. It's not public yet, but behind the scenes, they already have all of this stuff set up to harmonize policies, to harmonize regulations, and then they're also trying to merge the EU's policies with the North American Union's policies as part of a transatlantic unit. This is all public, but the dumbed-down average American has no clue. But this is what the New World Order is going to bring. They're going to just say, okay, all these policies, all these regulations, all the member nations, you have to abide by them, whether you like it or not. Instead of a bottom-up approach, it's a top-down approach, which doesn't make any sense at all because governments operate best at a local level. So we got the EU banning fireworks. Let me see what else we have here. Just a total craziness. Adults on hyperactive drugs hit record from the London Telegraph. Thousands of adults are being prescribed drugs designed to treat hyperactive children, new figures show. A record number are taking medicines such as Ritalin, some for up to 20 years after a childhood diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactive disorder, ADHD. And again, they want to get people on drugs as soon as possible. That's why they are creating all these different disorders like attention deficit hyperactive disorder, ADHD, so they can put kids on drugs and they can stay on drugs throughout the rest of their life. And that's the whole goal. All right? I mean, they want to put people on drugs so they can control you, so you can be like in the Brave New World in that book. Oh yeah, take your drugs. Because people who are on these drugs, they are less functional than people who are not on these drugs. And it messes up your brain. It screws up screws up the human mind. These are not good things. But that's exactly why they're putting people on these things. So they can control you. It's all a system of control. Anyway, we're about to break. I know we have a few phone calls holding. So we'll try to get to your phone calls on the other side. And we have lots more news to get into. And we'll go over all of it after the break. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To the show. And just real quick, before I get to your phone calls, let me just go over a couple more news stories, and we'll jump right to the calls, I promise. And Russia denounces Kosovo declaration. I want to go over this one. Very important news story here from the Associated Press. Russia denounced Kosovo's independence declaration Sunday, warning that the move threatened to ignite a new conflict in the Balkans and calling on NATO and UN officials in the territory to nix the decision. Russia requested a meeting of the UN Security Council, which held closed-door talks Sunday afternoon. Russia, which has veto power on the council, wants the council to renew efforts, long since pronounced dead by the U.S. and our Western nations, to reach a negotiated settlement of Kosovo's status. Now, as I was saying in the first segment, this whole situation with Kosovo, all right, this is just a way for the U.S. to grab more land that they can use to pressure Russia. All right, we had this whole business with the missile defense system that they wanted to put up in Poland. Now, I'm not exactly sure if they were successful in doing that, but they're saying, oh, no, this is just for Iran. No, it's not. It's for Russia. Iran has very, very little capability, or excuse me, they just don't have the capabilities to attack Europe or any of our military bases in that area with any sort of significance. The missiles that they were setting up were pointed at Russia. There's absolutely no possible way that Iran, in terms of the military they have right now, has the capability to strike Europe. It's ridiculous, especially when we have all these bases in the area. And the whole notion was ridiculous. So what we're doing here in recognizing Kosovo's independence is just essentially just grabbing more land for the NATO alliance, for the Anglo-American faction of this global system, so that they can put more pressure on Russia. And the end game is really Russia. That's really the end game, and that's really what they want to do. And they're pretty much setting up World War III by pulling all of these different things with Iran, with this Kosovo situation, and just escalating things to the next level. But anyway, I've rambled on enough about that. Let me go to the phone calls. Let's go to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on the air.
Hey, great show tonight. I had a good take. We've all got such disheartening news to have to listen to. I came across this to enlighten us a little bit with a little humor about the cloning. One of the things I had need to bring up mind also bothers me about it is all these taking humans and crossbreeding them with different other types of genetic coding to make some of these super being creatures and things like that. But beyond that, I wanted to bring up old JJ here. Yeah, this is old JJ. God, I've been waiting years for this cloning stuff to get here for us. And by God, I'm glad it's here because now I had a beautiful first wife, but I, like a lot of guys, I didn't take any nude pictures of her. One night I got some blood out of her because I knew this cloning one day might come along. And God, she is such a beautiful woman, but she and I couldn't get along. I figured one day I got this cloner, and I'd clone her again, and that woman and I might get along.
Well, that's kind of scary, but yeah, I mean, where does this end? I mean, you start cloning pets, you know, the next step is going to be human beings, and I guarantee you they're already cloning human beings behind closed doors, and who knows? You know, there might be clones just wandering around amongst us, and we don't even know it.
Like, how many George W.'s are there running around, maybe?
Well, that's a scary thought. We definitely don't want that. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if these elites have already made clones of themselves and they have them stored frozen somewhere in case they need body parts or organs to transplant into them. I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, it's hard to say, but I wouldn't be surprised.
You're absolutely right. With all the underground cities and things they are claimed to have, Lord knows what they have stored there and waiting. But anyway, thanks for the time.
All right, thanks for the call, Ron. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, you know, all this Frankenstein science, the cloning and everything else, I mean, the stuff that we're bringing to you on this show in terms of technology and this Frankenstein science, but this is all public, okay? Now, they wouldn't be talking about these things publicly unless they have things behind closed doors that are even more insane and even crazier. See, what they do is they socially engineer people to accept some of the stuff that they've been doing for a long time. And so they just say that, oh, this is new. This is new technology, when they've actually had it for many years. I mean, the internet was created in the 1960s, okay? In the 1960s by DARPA. And how long ago was that? Over 40 years ago, they created the internet. And granted, it probably wasn't as advanced as it is now, but they created it in the 1960s. And now the general public has fully adopted it 40-something years later. So you can only imagine the type of stuff they're doing behind the scenes. And I can almost guarantee you that it's just entirely insane. You know, but all this stuff will eventually become public. And what they do is they usually introduce some of the stuff that they're already working on, and they introduce it in science fiction movies. I mean, you see stuff like the six-day movie that I was telling you about. They had the cloning, the repet, the pet cloning in that movie 8 years ago, and now we're seeing it come to fruition. It's just amazing. We'll be back on our side. We'll get to Henry in Connecticut, and we'll cover more news on the other side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places.
People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the show. And real quick, before we go back to the phones, just a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, Herbal Healer Academy, a longtime sponsor of RBN. Herbal Healer Academy is providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on our ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. Visit www.herbalhealer.com. Let them know you're from RBN. All right, let's go to the phones again. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me? Okay. First of all, I was going to say this. I do believe that they probably already have genetically engineered human beings. Not genetically engineered, cloned human beings. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yep.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, Henry, I totally agree with you. I think they have clones behind closed doors, and they're just not telling us about them.
Well, first of all, it's not against the law, as far as I know, is it? And if it is against the law, it's only against the law here, maybe a few European countries. It's not against the law in most places. The other thing is this. I know Art Bell sometimes has, he's not on the air like he used to be, but he does have a lot of BS. But it's like what I said about Bush, is when they're telling the truth that you should listen. Not everything on Art Bell is bullcrap. And one time they were talking about some people that did see a Mothman kind of thing somewhere out in the Midwest or Northwest or somewhere. I'm not talking about the Sasquatch thing. That may have been some creature that may have been back, you know, thousands of years ago. Just like it turns out the woolly mammoth is not a million years old, but actually when the Spanish first came over here, they might have been woolly mammoths up in Canada. But that Mothman could be some type of Pentagon, what is it, Area 51 or Black Operation experiment that may have went bad.
And that's very possible. I mean,
yeah. I mean,
you know, have you ever seen that movie, The Fly? Yeah, have you ever seen that movie, The Fly, where they tried to do this transportation?
Yes, I know. I've seen both flies.
Yeah.
I've seen the black and white fly, which is a which is the best one, and then the one with Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis. Yeah, I'll tell you, that's theoretically possible, but that's different. What that happened was a transponder where the breaks down the molecules and whatever's inside the chamber, and the fly happened to get in there, and they all merged in one. And then transported to the other pod, to the other transportation thing. Similar with the thing with Scotty with the beamy up. This is a similar theory of breaking it down. And the problem with something like that, though, it would take many years to perfect, is that trying to put all the cells internally in your organs and all the molecules internally as well as externally, you know, in terms of cellular molecular memory, you know, that would be a problem even with something like Star Trek. How do you get, you know, to transpose that to someplace else where everything goes exactly in the same place and you don't have side effects later or even weeks down the line or feel sick or die or something. So that's the thing with that. But I don't know whether that Mothman is real or not, but it could be. That's the thing. The other thing they may want to do is all the stuff you're talking about, like England, by the way, that's not all of Europe. England is the worst place to be. That's why I wouldn't go there. You know, a lot of it looks like New York City anyway, especially London. That's not necessarily the case with Denmark, though, and some other countries. The other thing is then with Russia. The reason why they're so angry about Russia, see, the Zionists and those guys and all those Khazars and Rothschild and them, they tried to always suck Russia dry and attack Russia way back in 1900, you know, early part of the 20th century. That's why they had a communist thing. And with Trotsky and all of them, Jacob Schiff and all of them. And now Putin kicked out some of Rothschild's little boys there with the banking, and he kicked them out. And so now they're mad at Russia. They're mad at Putin. They got missiles pointed toward Russia, and they warned them that you put the, I think Robert Chapman mentioned this, that, you know, if they put those missiles there and they're threatening something with Russia, they're going to get crushed, and they will. So they better lay off of Russia because Russia will crush them. Now, as far as the thirdly, we mentioned about the European Union. According to Robert Chapman and a couple other people, the European Union is not going to last, not just because of all the racial and immigration stuff that the people don't want, but there's other things. You've got some countries that got the euro currency and some of them don't. You've got some that aren't full members, like I think Denmark belongs, but they don't have the euro and they don't have this. Most people in Germany, they want to get out and go back to the Deutschmark. The Dutch have a problem. That's another thing, too. The Holland and Germany are supporting the big financial backbone of holding up financially the economy of the rest of the European Union countries. It's just a mess, and it's not going to hold together.
Well, yeah, I mean, Henry, the people don't even like the European Union. They had some sort of 50-year anniversary for the
right,
EU,
nobody came.
And they had all these celebrations, and nobody went. You know,
right, exactly. I heard, you know, it's funny, where did you hear that? Because I listened to Radio Netherlands. I heard that a year ago.
Yeah, that story came out a little while ago. I don't know exactly when, but
yeah,
that
Radio
sounds about right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, part of it is not the idea of, like, a stronger financial Europe, but they're using it so they can have this control, and that's another thing, too. There's some countries that just aren't a part of it. Now, I don't know if you realize this, but Switzerland doesn't belong at all.
Yeah, no, I realize that. And, Henry, I got to run, but
okay.
I appreciate the call.
Okay, I'll let you go. Great show. And
yeah,
I
thank
listen.
You.
Take care.
All right, thanks. Lots of good points, Henry. Yeah, Switzerland is not part of the EU. You know, that's one of the few countries that's not part of that whole bloc. But, of course, they're trying to expand the European Union. They're trying to get more and more countries on board this European Union super state so they can control more territory. And that's what they're doing with Kosovo. I'm sure they're going to try to get that new country as part of the European Union. They're going to try to get Kosovo to be part of NATO so they can put more pressure on Russia. And that's pretty much the whole deal. The end game is Russia. All this stuff with Iraq, with Iran, with Afghanistan, That's just a foundational point of control that they can use to launch attacks against Central Asian countries, against Russia, against China in the future. And really, World War III is being set up between the Anglo-Americans and this alliance that's forming between all these Asian countries. And this alliance is called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And I already see this thing setting up from a geopolitical perspective. Iran's going to be the line in the sand. And if we go into Iran, that's going to change everything. And it could get very, very ugly. So we'll have to see what happens. But clearly, the Anglo-Americans, the U.S., the European Union, we're putting more and more pressure on Russia by playing all these games in the Balkans, by playing all these games in the Middle East. And, I mean, that's why Russia has been conducting additional war games. That's why one of their bombers buzzed over one of our carrier ships, or one of our ships in the Japanese part of the world. All right, so this whole thing is ratcheting up, and it really is turning into the new Cold War at the way everything is developing, and could become a hot war pretty soon if things don't change. And, you know, it's just a very disturbing situation. But clearly, the United States is being set up for a huge, huge loss. Russia has a surplus. We have a huge deficit. We're in debt. All right, so this country is being set up for a major fall, and they're going to use our military to enforce different parts of the world. But then if this thing continues, they're going to have World War III. They're going to have Chinese come over here. It could get really, really ugly if they set this thing up the way I think they're setting it up. So we'll have to see how it goes. We got 10 minutes left. Let me just blow through all of these news stories I promise I'd cover. Lots and lots of stuff. Again, check out my website, roguegarment.com. It's impossible to go over all these news stories in 1 hour, so I try to do the best I can, picking the most important ones that I think are most relevant to what's going on in the world today. So, but let me just get into some of these news stories. Let's go over this one. Let's see here. Mohammed Al-Fayed said Tony Blair gave order to kill Diana. This one's from the Daily Mail. Mohammed Al-Fayed today denounced the royal family and virtually the entire establishment over the deaths of Diana and his son Dodi. Giving evidence on oath in the High Court, he stuck to his claim that they were murdered in a 1997 Paris car crash to prevent her marrying a Muslim. He said those involved in the death plot or subsequent cover-up were Prince Charles and Prince Philip, Tony Blair, judges, Paul Burrell, I think he was Diana's butler, if I remember correctly, police chiefs, senior politicians, the secret services of Britain and France, the CIA, newspaper editors, and even Diana's sister. You know, and this wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all if what he's saying is 100% true. You know, I think they actually caught, it might have been Burrell. I have to look this up during the break, but I think Burrell, he's actually caught on tape saying that he lied to one of the inquests over Diana's death and made a deal with the Queen. And it's just bad stuff. Clearly, we don't know the full truth behind Diana's death. I think she was killed. I mean, it's the same thing that we saw with JFK's assassination. You know, will we ever know the 100% truth? Probably not. But the one thing that I do know 100% is that the official story, the Warren Commission report, that whole thing is a bunch of crap. All right, and you know, I'm not going to turn this show into a JFK and Princess Di conspiracy show, but clearly this is just another example of the government and these different intelligence services doing all of this weird stuff that it links right back to them in these different events, and it just shows more of what these governments and these intelligence services are capable of. They're capable of some very evil things. So do I know if this is true or not? Do I know if this guy's claims are true? No, I don't. But I do know that the official story of Diana's death, it just doesn't make sense. So, but either way, you know, the whole royal family is rotten. I mean, Prince Philip, this guy's got ties back to the Nazis when he was younger. He's gone on record stating that he'd like to come back as a virus to kill large portions of humanity. I mean, and it's disgusting. This whole royal family is, you know, they're a bunch of scumbags, and they use propaganda. They use the media to make people believe that they don't actually have any political power. Well, You know, I think it's pretty clear when you see cases like this and you see how people like Prince Philip were involved in setting up the World Wildlife Fund, how they're involved in the Bilderberg Group meetings and all this other stuff, that these people have a lot more power than the press is letting on. It's just propaganda they put out there to make people believe that they're not as powerful as they are. I mean, Queen Elizabeth is the head of something like 16 states. A lot of people don't know that. And they actually have her likeness on the Canadian money, on the Canadian banknotes. All right, so it's ridiculous to believe that this royal family does not have all this power. They do. Otherwise, the Queen's picture wouldn't be on Canada's currency and assorted banknotes. All right, so, you know, interesting development there with the whole Diana situation. And let's see what else we have here. Oh, jeez. There's some news out of Pakistan. Pakistan opposition has a solid lead. That's according to an Associated Press report. And apparently, according to this story, the unofficial returns in their elections are showing that the opposition parties are taking commanding leads in the early parliamentary elections. Aimed at bolstering democracy, of course. I don't know how much of that is true, but it looks like the opposition party has a solid lead. And we'll see what happens with that. Of course, you had Benazir Bhutto. She was assassinated, who was one of the main opposition leaders. And she looked like she was, you know, had all these ties back to the U.S. and to the West. And they put her over there to try to I'm not exactly sure what the whole goal of her going over there was, but I think it had something to do with the fact that the West didn't have any more confidence in Musharraf, and they wanted to put her over there and try to put her in power to see if they can get different results. You know, it's hard to say, but we have made deals with Musharraf, what, $10 billion to find Osama bin Laden? You know, of course, that was a waste of money because bin Laden is likely dead. And you see all these links back to Pakistani ISI. The CIA has links to the Pakistani ISI, and it's completely ridiculous. So we'll see what happens with this, but my guess is that the people who actually control things, they're going to maintain power, and the majority of this whole thing with the election and all this other stuff is just a political sideshow. I don't think anything's going to change in Pakistan. Let's go to some other stories. UK biometric scanners for nurseries. That's a BBC article. It says here, a nursery has installed fingerprint scanning at its entrance to increase the safety of its young pupils. Unbelievable. The biometric security system at Mess Infants Nursery in Mumbles, Swansea, allows only authorized parents and staff to access the building. When registered people swipe their finger, their details also flash up on a computer so staff know who is there. And it's just ridiculous. They're putting biometric scanners everywhere. They're trying to socially engineer people to accept this technology. It's just going to get worse and worse. Some other news. U.S. banks borrow $15 billion from the Federal Reserve. Just more of the inflationary policies that the Federal Reserve is mandating. This is an article from the Financial Times. U.S. banks have been quietly borrowing massive amounts of money from the Federal Reserve in recent weeks by using a new measure the Fed introduced 2 months ago to help ease the credit crunch. And this whole thing's unraveling. I've done countless amounts of reports on how they're just creating more and more money out of thin air, and this is going to send the dollar right down into the toilet. Of course, we have another story from Britain, how they're actually nationalizing Northern Rock, this bank that faced severe financial troubles. They actually had runs on these Northern Rock banks over in Great Britain, if you can believe this. And now they're nationalizing the bank. So now the taxpayer has to foot the bill for a failed bank. And they're trying to do that over here as well. You have the banks trying to pressure the government to bail some of these financial institutions out. And I hope they do not do that, because there's no reason for the taxpayers to subsidize these failed banks. They're the ones who made bad deals, and they have to live with the consequences. Some other news. Let's see. U.S. to try and shoot down satellite Thursday. And this is a weapons test from the American Free Press. And, of course, they're saying that, oh, no, this is necessary to shoot down this out-of-control spy satellite. And I don't believe that for a second. I think that's just propaganda to provide the excuse for them to conduct this weapons test. A Chinese shot down a satellite several months ago. So now what we're going to do is we're going to show that we have the same capabilities, and they're scheduling this weapons test for Thursday. Just an escalation of the space war race. This race for space weaponry. And that's the new weapons race. It's the space weapons. Mix-ups could mean wrong cars get toll tickets. This one's from WFTV down in Florida. And I'll cover this on the other side. We're about to hit a break. But this is more of the technological enslavement grid and another important news story that we'll cover on the other side. So stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar.
Last segment here on the show, I'm going to blow through the rest of these news stories real quick. Mix-ups could mean wrong cars get toll tickets from WFTV down in Florida. And it says here, Channel 9 found out your own license plate could make you vulnerable to toll booth violations. A driver called Channel 9 about several warnings he received for a car that wasn't his. The man received three citations for running through the toll at Red Bug Road and the 417. He said he's never driven through there before, and the image on the citation was not his car. And what's going to happen here with this technological enslavement grid? You're going to have all these mistakes made. And guess what? You're going to have to fight through the bureaucracy to convince them that, no, you didn't go through the toll. That wasn't your car. That's a problem. With this technological enslavement grid, they're entrusting power to government agencies, to these different corporations. And it's just a bad, bad thing. So, you know, prepare to see more of this as they continue with their agenda to set up this control grid. What else do we have here? Willie Nelson calls for Bush impeachment. He was actually interviewed on Alex's show earlier today. And he basically said that we need to throw the bastards out. And I couldn't agree more. So Willie Nelson is calling for George Bush's impeachment. And he should have been impeached a long, long time ago. So I'm in total agreement with his assessment of that situation. Let's see what else we have here. Guard conducting war games in Wisconsin. That's from the Post-Crescent. Says here, a fire jet simulated a bomb drop over Menasha City Hall on Tuesday afternoon. It was the first in a series of controversial attack simulations planned over northeastern Wisconsin. So they're conducting war games in the continental United States. That's more of the martial law control grid I'm sure they're ratcheting up for. Massive meat recall ordered from the American Free Press. And there's been a huge, huge recall. And it says here, a top U.S. Department of Agriculture official downplayed the public health risk the USDA revealed Sunday in announcing that a California company had voluntarily recalled about 143 million pounds of suspect beef. And that's a lot of beef to be recalling. And the thing is that all these government agencies, you know, they're not going to protect us from all this bad meat that's getting put onto the market. All right. The FDA actually is in collusion with a lot of these companies and the pharmaceutical companies, and they do not look out for our best interests. So this meat recall is obviously disturbing, but did the FDA do anything to make sure this meat was safe beforehand? No. There's no reason to have an FDA or a USDA or any of this other stuff. It's best to be handled on a private basis, on a free market basis. Let's see. GMO foods promoted as solution to food crisis. And that's an article that I wrote up. You can check out my website, roguearmit.com. And basically, you have a professor that's saying that we need to use GMO foods to resolve the global food crisis. And of course, there's been numerous reports dating back to the year 2000 saying that the safety of GMO foods has not been proven. And of course, you have them talking about how they want to have cloned meat readily available. That's coming down the pipe, and the FDA is enthusiastically looking to approve that, and I think they already did. And they approved this GMO crap many years ago, so the FDA is not looking out for us. But no, it's a solution to the global food crisis, just more and more of the sham that is the FDA. You know, I'm just out of time. Check out my website, roguegummer.com. You can check out this news story. Please stock up on tasers before RNC. Didn't get a chance to cover that, but that's up on my website. Well, anyway, I'm out of time. Rick Adams is next, and I'll do this again tomorrow. Take it easy.